Va'ata tetzava is dalid. We learned already a few lines. Okay, now the Rebbe is explaining that what's the definition of Meshe Rabbeinu Raya Mehemne? Because the Rebbe is explaining that Va'ata tetzava Meshe Rabbeinu connects the Yidin to Hashem, and through this Meshe Rabbeinu becomes greater. V'yikhoi lachem Meshe Rabbeinu becomes greater. And he says that the Meshe Rabbeinu is the head, the rest of Klal Yisrael is the feet. If the head wants to go somewhere, it's the feet that takes him there. So he says, to understand this, we need to understand the definition of Raya Mehemne. The Meshe Rabbeinu is Raya Mehemne, which is two interpretations. One is, he's a faithful shepherd, and a shepherd of faith. Meaning, every Yid has a Munna, but it's what's called an Eifin of Makif. It only affects the person indirectly. And the job of Meshe Rabbeinu is to bring down this level of Amunah internally. He said, like Mordechai in his times, they had to have Mesidas Nefesh for Torah Mitzvahs, and therefore Mordechai was, like it says in the Medrash, Mordechai was like Meshe Rabbeinu B'dayrei, and therefore Meshe Rabbeinu did. But he says that by Mordechai was through the level of Mesidas Nefesh. Okay? So through the level of Kosis, being tortured, meaning Mesidas Nefesh, you come to the level of Mar. So then he starts explaining in Eis Dalid that this is what it says, V'kibla Yudim Eisesher Chelu Lasis, that the Eden accepted willingly what they were given at the time of Matan Torah. But Matan Torah said Nase V'nishma, like it says, Kimu V'kibla Yehudim, Kimu Mashi Kiblu Kvar. Like we learned, the Gemara says that the Matan Torah, they were, so to speak, forced to accept Torah, because Kafalem Harke Gigis, so he said Nasav and Ishmael, they were forced. But in days of Mordechai, the Gemara said they accepted willingly. So he says like 8 lines into the paragraph. By Maimer, the Fridigrab asks in the Maimer, L'cheiru Dvar Pella. It's a wondrous thing. Meaning, and like the Rebbe explains in a different place, Pella means, it's not Stama, a miracle. There's Nisim and Niflois. Nisim are miracles. Niflois means wondrous, that they don't even make sense. So it's a Dvar Pella. By Matan Torah, the Yidden were on the highest of levels. By Matan Torah, the Yidden were on the highest possible level. And he says, the Nesiv Lazet, Shagam Kedem Matan Torah, Giluim Nayan the Yeser. Even though before Matan Torah, forget Matan Torah, even before Matan Torah, there were unbelievable revelations of Hashem. They had Yitzias Mitzrayim. Befrat Kriyas Yamsuf, Hine Gagili, Shoya B'Shas Matan Torah, Gili Naila Yosef. Like we learned many times, it says the greatest revelation of Elokus until the coming of Mashiach was Matan Torah. So Lecheira, by Matan Torah, the Eden were on a super, super high level. Ubimeach HaShvedish, and yet, on the opposite side, in the days of HaShvedish, Shoya Yisrael B'Tachla Sayyirida, the Jews were ultimately low level. The Nais of Lahel and Vehester Shabachol Golos. In addition to the normal concealment, the Yidden were in Golos in the times of Mordechai, right? So in addition to the aspect of every Golos is concealment, Chol Golos, he bedugmes Golos Mitzrayim, every Golos is similar to the original Golos of Mitzrayim, the Kamesh of Golos Mitzrayim. Just like by Golos Mitzrayim, it says, "V'leishom el meishem mekaytu ruachem eyaveidu kasha." They didn't even listen to Meshe Rabbeinu when he came to tell them they're going out of Mitzrayim. So it says, "Mekaytu ruachem the short breath and our hard work." Al derech zo b'chol Golos sheyesh nekama nisyanes b'kima teira mitzvos. So really, every Golos is a concealment of godliness. In a Oz, yet even by Purim, it's even more than that. Every Golos is a concealment of Elokus. That's why it's called Golos. But Vizman, some in the time of Haman, there was a decree against all the Jews. It was a terrible time. So Lecheira, by Matan Torah, the Eden were on the highest of levels. By Purim Lecheira, the Eden were on the lowest of levels. Afo Pikein. Nevertheless, what do we see? Vizman Matan Torah. At the time of Matan Torah, Shoy Yisrael, B'tachlos Se'ilu, when the Jews were on the highest of levels, Ha'itzadakas Chola, it was only beginning, Echelu Lasis. They only began to do. Yet, Ubizman Gzeiras Haman, okay, in the time of the Gzeira of Haman, Shoy B'tachlos Se'shiflus, as dafke kiblu mashechel b'matan teira. L'chayra, how is it possible that Purim did something that matan teira didn't do? Matan teira, the Jews only accepted it. When did they start doing it willingly? At the time of Purim. L'chayra, matan teira on a lofty level, and Purim on a low level. How could that be? U'mevaya b'zen, the Friedrich Rebbe explains in the Maimon, what happened, uniqueness of time of Golus, especially time of Purim, was the Eden kept her mitzvah with Mesiras Nefesh. Okay? The Nesef Lezeh, in addition to the normal thing, by Purim, the Jews have Mesiras Nefesh just by the fact of not denying the existence of Hashem. Like Dalter Rebbe explains, which is a big chiddush of Dalter Rebbe, you should know. It says, "Shebehim ayu mamidim dosan." If the Jews wouldn't have, God forbid, they would have given up Yiddishkeit, lo haya eisim lemkum, nothing would have happened to the Jews in the days of Purim. Normally, everybody says, Chanukah was a decree against the neshama of the Jew. Purim was a decree against the body of the Jew. Didn't matter who you were. But Dalter Rebbe says in Torah Ord that if the Yidden, God forbid, would have denied Elokus, they wouldn't have had the Gzeira. Why? And he says, because the Gzeira was only on Yehudim. What is Yehudi? Kefir b'Avodah Zarah, made of b'chol ha'Torah kula. So in other words, if the Jews, God forbid, would have denied Torah mitzvahs, the Gzeira wouldn't have happened. What was the Mesiras Nefesh of the Jews? It never entered their mind, God forbid, a foreign thought. So therefore, like this, in the days of Purim, the Eden had an unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh for Torah mitzvahs. But to the extent, the Meshe Rabbein of his generation, gathered together and learned, as the Rebbe writes in the heart at the bottom, that's even a bigger chiddush. So therefore he says, look at me like that. What's the Mesiras Nefesh of Purim? I mean, what's the uniqueness of Purim over Matan Torah? By Matan Torah, they're on a lofty level, but there was no Mesiras Nefesh. Purim, because they're on a low level, they had an unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh for Torah mitzvahs. Who awakened the level of Mesiras Nefesh by all the Eden was Mordechai HaYehudi, Meshe B'Deire. And this is what it says, the Eden accepted. Matan Torah was only the beginning. Why was it only the beginning? Because there was no Mesiras Nefesh. Ubizman Zeres Haman. Yet at the time of the Gzeira of Haman, Hoise Kabbalah, was the actual acceptance and fulfilling it willingly. Kaidesh. Huh? Yeah, Kaidesh, Shai Elohim. Oz Mesiras Nefesh, Bepel Teirah Mitzvahs. Through the level of Mesiras Nefesh, and the Rebbe writes like this, Nis'alu Be'inyin Zeh, in this aspect. Because obviously, the by Matan Teirah, the Yidden went a greater level. Right? Mamash Tzaddikim, a fresh level. Nevertheless, in one aspect of Mesiras Nefesh, they were much greater at the time of Purim. They reached L'mayla Nailus Yosin. They reached to a higher level, Mikmei Shahaya Bizman Matan Torah, than it was at the time of Matan Torah. L'chein Oz Davka Yisei Kabbalah V'Kibbalah. Okay, so the Rebbe brings down what the Friedrich Rebbe asks. How is it possible that Purim did more than Matan Torah did? And the answer is because Purim had Mesiras Nefesh and Matan Torah did.
But the Neshamas didn't fall out. By Matan
Torah,
the Neshamas
fall out. So? Hashem doesn't want the Neshamas out of the body. Hashem wants the Neshamas in the body. Mesiras Nefesh doesn't mean jumping off a roof, killing yourself. Mesiras Nefesh means being alive and giving up what you want for the sake of Hashem. The ultimate Mesiras Nefesh is not killing yourself. Like the Mefarshim explained, The tenth test of Avram Avinu was the Akedah.
Right.
Okay, bringing up Yitzchak. Yitzchak was 37 years old at the time of the Akedah. Right. Yeah? Now tell me, whose Mesiras Nefesh is? Avram or the Yitzchak's?
The question is
Yitzchak is getting killed. Now a little baby doesn't know what's going on. Yeah? So why is it called Valakim Nisus Avram? God is testing Avram. It's the test of Yitzchak. Avram, Yitzchak was giving up his life, not Avram. So Chassidus explains that it's harder to live like a Jew than to die like a Jew. For Yitzchak, it meant dying once and finished. Avram Avinu had to live with the aspect that he killed the son. That's a greater Mesiras Nefesh. It's a greater Mesiras Nefesh to live like a Jew than to die like a Jew. It's just a greater level of Mesiras Nefesh. Yes. Correct. What?
Here he's saying that because they had Mesiras Nefesh, they reached a higher level.
The Matan, in that respect.
In that respect. But don't you have to have the Amuna come inside of you, you reach a higher level, and then you're able to have Mesiras Nefesh?
No.
Why is it Dafka
simple? No. Dafka, the feet have Mesiras Nefesh, not the head.
Why is that? Because you think that
because Seichel gets in the way of Mesiras Nefesh. Because Mesiras Nefesh is completely illogical. That's why there's no reason in Torah for Mesiras Nefesh that I've explained. Bottom line is that Mesiras Nefesh is not logical. So if anything, logic contradicts the concept of Mesiras Nefesh. The marshal given is if Hashem would tell the head, so to speak, Hashem would call up the head and say, okay, I want you to go into boiling hot water. The head is intellect, yeah? The head will start thinking. Maybe it means somebody else. Maybe it means I should cool off the water first. Maybe. Hashem says to the foot, which is brainless, go into hot water. The foot doesn't know any chachmas. He goes, jumped into the hot water. Seichel contradicts Mesiras Nefesh. So because by Matan Torah they're on such a lofty level of seeing Alokus, Zekeli Van Veil, and Hashem went over Mitzrayim. Yeah? The Eden saw such great levels of Alokus. That contradicts Mesiras Nefesh. Dafka, our generation, and that's why it says in last week's part, 2 weeks ago, Umesha Anav made me call Adam Ashal Pnei Adam. It says in the Zayar, he was most humble. He said in Zayar, when he saw the generation right before Mashiach, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu felt the most inferior. Because in his time, they saw all the miracles. He looked at our generation, no miracles, darkness, tzaddis, all he have is problems, and yet they didn't keep turning against us. Okay, right.
When you talk about Purim, is it after the event or before
the event? That's what the Rebbe is going to talk about soon. The Rebbe asked a question. L'chaire, this whole thing was after the Mesiras Nefesh was over.
Yeah.
Okay, the Rebbe is going to talk about it. Well, l'chaire, yeshleimat. L'chaire, you could say, Shapirish kosis lamor. I think he wants to get in, sir. Phone me. The Pirish of Kosis is Shaidei Kosis Nishba Venitka. By being broken and depressed, Magin Lamor. So he says like this. The Rebbe explained that Kosis, through Mesiras Nefesh, you come not only to Or, but to Mor, to the source of light. So he says, L'chayda, that's Bir, Al Zeshib is Manak Zeradavke. Seemingly explains how did the Yidden and Purim come to such a high level of finalizing Matan Torah through the level of Kosev Mesiras Nefesh. Ki Mesiras Nefesh meets on Etzem and Neshama Shele Maile Miagilui Mod, because Mesiras Nefesh comes from the essence which is a level of Mod. Vaidei Shoyoz B'Masad the Kosev Nishbevinitkenizgalaetimashamamor. So he said, the Rebbe says, seemingly, the Rebbe is going to ask a question on the Friedrich Rebbe's mind. Seemingly, it seems that what the Friedrich Rebbe is saying is, through the level of Mesiras Nefesh, of Kosis, he come to Mor. Right? That's what he.
What does Kosis mean?
Pressed. Like you're squeezing the olive. Aval mehem shech v'seidu in yonim ba maimer, but l'cheira, that's what it simply means. But the Rebbe says from the sequence of the Maimed, that's not what it means. Say to you, Shapirish causes Lamoid. Bo la'achri in the Rai Mehemna. He says, in the Maimed, the Friedrich Rebbe explains what a Rai Mehemna is, right? Internalizing the Amunah. And then based on that, he says Kosis. Yeah? Which implies that through the Raya Mehemna, you become Kosis. Not the level of Mesiris Nefesh. Mashma, the Inyin Kosis Lamoid, is also Shaya connected. Kam Lazer, Shemesha, Zon Umafinis, Samunish, Shedeber Pneemias. But from the Maimed, it implies that it's not Mesiris Nefesh that does it. It's through Meisha Abeinu, internalizing the Amuna, causes the Mesiris Nefesh to make kosis. So he said, Yesh Levayir Zeh, Alpi Ayudua. He says, wait, no, we can explain what this means. Based on what's known, Zeh She Yisrael Maminim Balukus Bamun Pshuta. This, that Yid Nar Maminim B'nei Maminim. Right? They believe in Hashem with simple faith. They don't even need a proof. In mitzat shnei time, and there's two reasons. Okay, now this is basically coming to the what the Maimon is trying to what bringing out. He says there's two reasons why a Jew has a munah. One reason is number one, the fisha mazlayo chazi, because yes, the neshama in the body doesn't feel alukus. But the mazel of the neshama does feel elokus lemaila. The neshama lemaila roya elokus. The neshama meaning not the level of the neshama that's in the body nefesh ruach neshama, but the level of the mazel, which the Rebbe is going to explain, means the chaya level of the neshama sees elokus ria shelemaila measeichel v'zeh peil ba neshama shebeguf amuna balokus, because the neshama that's out of the body feels alukus, because not restricted so much by the body. So that level, because it sees alukus, causes that the neshama that's in the body believes in and has a muna. Baba Eid Beir, and another explanation, though, is a much deeper explanation. The shade is shamuna mi'atzam and neshama. It comes from the level of yechida, not chaya. Mazel, by the way, is the level of chaya of the neshama. The emuna comes from the level of yechida, which is higher than mazlayo chazi. Meaning, this that the essence of the neshama is connected to Hashem, he is kashrus atzmus, is an essential bond, sheina tluya besiba, which is not dependent on a reason, not even the level of riya shilamayla meyasechel. Let me simplify it very easily, simply. There's one level of amuna that comes because of a reason. The neshama sees alukos. The neshama sees alukos. That causes the neshama in the body to feel alukos. Amuna. So there's a different reason. Because the neshama is alukos. It's not because the neshama sees alukos. Because the essence, the yechida shebenefesh, is in every aspect of the neshama. The Rebbe explains the kuntis in Yonah Shulter Sechsidus. Yeah, what's the mile of oil? What's the uniqueness of oil? It's above everything, yet it makes everything oily. It makes everything oily. So he says, the level of amuna, in the lower level of amuna is, the neshama sees alokos, the mile, so therefore the neshama in the body feels alokos. So now there's a deeper level of it. You know why the neshama believes? Because the neshama is elokus. It is God. If it's God, what do you mean? I don't need a reason to believe in God. If I am God, that's what I am.
That's and, 24/7, or every once in a blue moon we get a.
It's 24/7. The question that you're aware of it.
You reveal it.
That's what awareness means.
Awareness.
No. That level of Mesiris Nefesh is not logical.
But the emuna comes.
Let's see what he said. Yeshleimad, what's the difference mi'chalukim bein shnei abiyurim inyanimu? What's the difference between these two levels of emuna? If it's because of a reason that the neshama sees a lukus, or because the neshama is a lukus, emuna sheneshama mulebeshes baguf. That level of amuna of the neshama in the body, haba miriyas haneshama shilamaylo, that comes from the level of above is a level of makif. It's in a superficial level. He says, Kivan shanashama lamaila, hima lamaila mi eslapshis. Because again, what's the cause of amunah? The level of the neshama, which is higher than seichel. So that's higher than me. It's not internalized, it's external. It's superficial. Lochein pulosa ba neshama lubashis beguf is also makif. Because there's external superficial level, makif level, that's causing me to have amunah. But that's very all superficial. But in order to internalize it, he says, what? What does that mean? What can we just explain? Etzem ha-neshama, the yechida, the essence of the neshama, is the etzem of the neshama of lubeshes beguf. It's the essence of the neshama in the body. So yechida is the neshama in the body also, because it's the essence of every level of the neshama. Lochein amun adan neshama lubeshes beguf shemitzad etzem neshama. Therefore, this amuna that comes because the neshama is a lukus is not coming from an external level. Neshama above sees a lukus, so therefore it influences me to, you know, to have a. It's not shemitzad etzem. He then is beprimius. What?
It is.
But it's interesting because the Rebbe, for the rest of the Maimon, is going to explain different levels of Mesiris Nefesh that causes this causes to be revealed. And the ultimate Mesiris Nefesh, the Rebbe is going to explain, is complacency in Golas, which is now. You know, when the Jews suffered in Golas, they hated Golas. Jews today, yeah, it's beautiful here. It's a great... I don't want Mashiach to come. I'm going to have to move to some hut in Israel. You know what I mean? It's a Machiah here. So he says, now we can understand the sequence of the Maimer. Because the level of Kosis comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. Is because like this. What are we saying? The ultimate goal is to have a muna, not the makif amuna, but the essence of a muna. Right? Who reveals that level within the Jew? Through the Raya Mehemna. Shemugala etzem and shama shalamal mazlei chazi magil mor lamaila miyor. So he says like this. First, you have to understand what the level of... L'chayri says like this. The Rebbe asked the question, why do I need to understand Raya Mehemna, what the Rebbe does? Why didn't you just explain? Because it's Mesiras Nefesh causes Mo'or. He says, because Mo'or, that level of Kosis, in order to reveal the essence of the Neshama, Moshe Rabbeinu has to do that. Raya Mehemna internalizes the Emunah, because Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's the Yechida of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Yechida of Klal Yisrael. So therefore he reveals the Yechida within every single Jew. Like we said many, many times, we know that a Chosid goes into the Rebbe for a private audience is called Yechidus. Okay? So if you want to speak Hebrew, the reason why it's Yechidus, Yechidus means a private. Right? Private. So you go into that, but private audience is called Yechidus. Chassidim used to explain it much deeper. Yechidus is the plural of Yechida. By a Rebbe, his Yechidus Shebenefesh is always revealed, 24-7. Revealed. When a Chassid makes proper preparation, not high Rebbe, I'm here, you know, but like really 10 years and then another, all the Chassidim used to prepare themselves for the Rebbe for years and years and years. And then when you go into the Rebbe, so the Rebbe reveals your Yechidah Shebenefesh. So what happens in the private audience with the Rebbe is his Yechidah is revealing your Yechidah, so it becomes a Chidus. It's a meeting of two Yechidahs. But he says in order to have Kosis, who is able to think the Kosis is the Rebbe, the Raya Mehemna that reveals that level. I said many times, you know, from Sydney, you know, your hometown over there. the Hasofers. When the whole story how they became Frum, they davened to Hashem to send somebody there, and the Rebbe called up Rabbi Chaim Gutnick, and the Rebbe said, oh, so we told the story many times. So when the lady would tell over the story, remember them? I remember them. When they would tell over the story, the lady would tell the story like this. What is it, Rebbe? That when a Jew krechts, a Jew sighs, in Australia, the Rebbe feels it. That's the... Rabbi Yael told us the story. Rabbi Yael said she made a mistake. She has it, got it wrong. It's not that a Rebbe is that the lady, you know, sighed. In Australia, the Rebbe felt it. He said, no. Why did the woman sigh in Australia? Because the Rebbe thought about it. A Rebbe is not one that the Jew cries, the Rebbe feels it. Why does the Jew cry? Because the Rebbe revealed the Yechid and the Jew. It's similar to the point. Chassidim say, when you learn a maimer, or you can't say lahavda between Jews. What's the difference between a Rebbe saying a maimer or a Chassid learning a maimer? A chassid learning a maimer means seichel is understanding godliness. Seichel is understanding godliness. A Rebbe saying a maimer is elukus becomes seichel. It's not seichel understanding elukus. A maimer, when a Rebbe says a maimer, it's godliness coming down into seichel. I mean, it's the same type of idea. It's not the same thing, obviously. But that's the difference. That's what the Rebbe is explaining here. Through Raya Mehemna, through a Rebbe internalizing the Amunah, the shepherd of Amunah, the Rebbe internalizing the Amunah, that reveals the deeper level of Amunah within every single Jew, that the level of Amunah comes from Yechida. Like the Friedrich Rebbe said, what's Mesiras Nefesh? Azei Unit Andersh. Friedrich Rebbe said, what's the definition? This is the way it's going to be and no different. There's no logic. There's no understanding. This is it. There's no questions asked because questions aren't going to change anything. Why? So it says, why is Klipa? A person says, why? That's Klipa. What do you mean why? That's the way it is. There's no whys. So Rebbe says that's the sequence of the maimer. The Friedrich Rebbe first explains what Raya Mehemna is. And then that's why he explains the two levels of Amunah. Because there's a level of Amunah that comes from Mazlai Chazid, the Neshama Lamaila sees a Lokus. So that's an external, superficial, indirect level of effect of Amunah. And then you come to a deeper level that the Rebbe reveals in the person, he reveals in the Neshama that it is a Lokus. And that emuna is the essence of emuna. That comes from kosis.
That's the problem. That's the reason the oil was given from Moshe to give it to Aaron because he could reveal the.
No, because through this Moshe Rabbeinu becomes greater.
Yeah. Turn it off.
Thank you very much.